As early as 3500 BC, Uruk was a substantial settlement. At this point, you could safely call it a city. We know it was ruled by a secular and religious ruler known as the En. He presided over the temple and over an emerging small kingdom whose prosperity was based not so much on political power, although its religious authority must have been considerable, but on its control of very far-flung trading connections, which extended far to the west, toward the Mediterranean coast, across the Syrian desert, and north into the Iranian highlands. What were they obtaining? They lived in a timberless environment without metal. They were trading for raw materials, like copper ore. In exchange, they would trade and exchange foodstuffs, clay pots, and other materials. As a result of all this, and a great intensification of agriculture, Uruk soon became a city, with a lattice, and I think a lattice is rather a good word for this, of satellite villages extending out from the city at least 6 miles. Why a lattice? Because each of these villages had its own irrigation system. But the city and each of the villages depended on one another for food and for other commodities, and the villages on the city for protection against outsiders, which, as we will see, was very important. It was a lattice of interaction. Uruk and other growing cities developed their own governments, each with a well-defined hierarchy of rulers and priests, of landowners and bureaucrats, traders and farmers. It was a system common to each of these cities, whatever the local variations. The system handed out rewards to worthy officials, inflicted punishment on rebels and on criminals, organized and regulated society through religious belief, through education, and made policy decisions for its citizens. The countryside became the hinterland of the city, and later the city-state, so characteristic of Mesopotamian civilization. I stress the word city-state. A city-state has a small territory, very much smaller than, say, maybe 30, 40 miles across, as opposed to the linear, long state that was ancient Egypt, which extended from the Mesopotamia, from the Mediterranean up to the first cataract at what is now Aswan. So very early on, this characteristic sort of jigsaw puzzle of city-states was developing with all these towns down in southern Mesopotamia as life became more and more centralized, where these lattices of interaction developed. And this is no coincidence, by about 3400 BC also, the first signs of writing appeared. How did writing develop? It is thought, although some people disagree, that the first Mesopotamian writing, the characteristic wedge-shaped cuneiform named after the Greek word cuneus, which means a web, developed from an infinitely earlier system of small clay tokens. Imagine, if you will, a world where communication is not easy and you were trading, say, copper for grain over several hundred miles, using caravans of donkeys to do so. You do not know the people that you are trading with at the other end. So with the leader of the caravan, maybe you send a little clay envelope, as it were, full of a finite number of clay tokens, which count inventory, as it were, what the commodity is, and they send one back to you. Now, tokens like this go way back into early farming villages, but the system clearly got more elaborate as time went on. And eventually, as Denise Schmant-Bassarat says, who is an expert on this, the simple pictographic signs, picture signs, and later wedge-shaped cuneiform symbols substituted for the tokens.